Unfound? Roland breathed. Susanna, what? How?
Hush, she repeated.
Patrick bent over his pad and began to draw. 16. She kept looking around for the door, but the circle of light thrown by their fire was very small, even after Roland had set it to blazing. Small compared to the vast darkness of the prairie, at least. She saw nothing. When she turned to Roland, she could see the unspoken question in his eyes, and so, while Patrick kept working, she showed him the picture of her the young man had drawn. She indicated the place where the blemish had been. Holding the page close to his face, Roland at last saw the eraser's marks. Patrick had concealed what few traces he'd left behind with great cunning, and Roland had found them only with the closest scrutiny. It was like casting for an old trail after many days of rain. No wonder the old man cut off his erasers, he said, giving the picture back to her. That's what I thought. From there she skipped ahead to her single, true, intuitive leap, that if Patrick could, in this world at least, uncreate by erasing, he might be able to create by drawing. When she mentioned the herd of bannock that had seemed mysteriously closer, Roland rubbed his forehead like a man who has a nasty headache. I should have seen that. Should have realized what it meant, too. Susanna, I'm getting old. She ignored that she'd heard it before, and told him about the dreams of Eddie and Jake, being sure to mention the product names on the sweatshirts, the choral voices, the offer of hot chocolate, and the growing panic in their eyes as the nights passed, and still she did not see what the dream had been sent to show her. Why didn't you tell me this dream before now? Roland asked. Why didn't you ask for help in interpreting it? She looked at him steadily, thinking she had been right not to ask for his help. Yes, no matter how much that might hurt him.